Scottish Parliament by Christine McGivern. In June, we heard more than £106 million had been allocated to health boards to help tackle the longest waits. The funding had been assigned to specialty areas where it can have the greatest impact: £25 million for trauma and orthopaedics, £21 million for imaging, £14 million for cancer, £12 million for ophthalmology. The investment is part of £200 million announced as part of the programme for government to build capacity, tackle delayed discharge and improve patient flow through hospitals. Health Secretary Neil Gray, pictured, said, "This government is focused on taking the action needed to cut waiting lists. Significant activity is already underway through this additional investment. We are determined to reduce patient waits in the year ahead, and this £106 million of additional funding will help us deliver more than 105,000 extra appointments and procedures. This funding is just part of our investment of £21.7 billion for health and social care this year." It was announced in July that a new £85 million investment will be targeted at NHS frailty services to improve the flow of patients through hospitals and providing care for patients in their own homes. The Hospital at Home service is to be expanded to 2,000 beds by December 2026. It mostly provides care for frail older people in their homes who may be suffering from acute illnesses and health conditions, including treatment after a fall. Keeping patients at home ensures they stay in familiar surroundings. It also helps reduce some of the risks of hospitalization, such as acquiring infections and delayed discharges due to waits for care provision. The funding also aimed to support the introduction of frailty services in every A&E department by the end of this summer. Speaking at Falkirk Community Hospital, where he met clinicians leading a hospital at home service, First Minister John Swinney said, "I am resolutely focused on taking action to reduce wait times and clear the blockages leading to delayed discharges. This investment will ensure many patients receive first-class NHS care in the comfort of their own home and not have to travel to hospital." The government is also extending a Scottish Ambulance Service, SAS, palliative and end-of-life care programme, with a £417,000 investment. The SAS team has developed 30 alternative care pathways to emergency departments, including direct referrals to hospices and cancer support helplines. These pathways ensure patients receive the right care, in the right place, at the right time, often in their own homes. This helps improve their quality of life in the final stages, allowing clinicians to provide more compassionate care tailored to each person's specific needs. Mr. Gray said, "The Scottish Government is committed to ensuring everyone who needs it can access high-quality, timely and well-coordinated palliative care. The work of the palliative and end-of-life care team is a fantastic example of what can be achieved through partnership working, and I am pleased that we are able to provide this funding to extend their vital work." SAS Chief Executive Michael Dixon said, "The funding will expand training, deepen our partnership working with health and social care partners, and further improve patient experience, dignity and choice at the end of life." Meanwhile, it was announced in September that MyCare, Scotland's new health and social care online app, will be made available to everyone across Scotland from April 2026, following an initial launch in Lanarkshire in December. The new online service will transform how people access and interact with health and social care services. Users will be provided with a secure digital identity, access to some personal information, as well as the National Service Finder from NHS Inform. Following initial rollout, MyCare will be expanded to hospital-based services before including other areas of the health and social care system, including GP practices, pharmacy, social work and social care. Mr. Gray commented, "MyCare is the single biggest digital innovation in Scotland's health and social care system, and will revolutionise how people manage and receive their healthcare. The introduction of this app will be a landmark moment for Scotland and aligns with the commitments that this government has made to bringing down waiting lists and making care more personal and closer to home. We have worked closely with NHS Education for Scotland and key stakeholders to develop MyCare, and I want to thank everyone who has worked hard to help us reach this stage and ensure we deliver rollout of the app across the country from April." Article end.